I'm a native Arkansan, grew up in DeWitt. Moved away to Kansas to teach for many years and have just now moved back in the winter of 2014 back to Little Rock. Glad to be back. But I loved Kansas. I didn't think I would at first, but I learned a lot about the people and the culture there of the little town I was teaching in, Pittsburgh, Kansas. It was a coal mining town. And the people that were natives there were always talking about the people they had known who lived in the mining camps. And this is about my imagining one of these people, a woman. The dress. Well, I'm her mother, and I cannot see it. That kind of money for one more thing to wear to the frosty freeze? I guess I might have done the same thing at her age, but hell, at her age, I was married and lived at the mining camp, raising two kids, the baby being her. She put on the dress last night, a strapless thing slipping up from the bottom and down at the top. She called Harold, the weenie boyfriend, to come take her down to the idle hour. Waiting, she crossed her legs and fluffed her hair. I'll bet she wasn't dreaming of pukey babies, or a man who rolls away soon as he's done, or even of herself, married willy-nilly, tom-tit for a husband, and no money. It cost what she makes in a week, but she's got to have it. I've been a mother. I've seen my daughter do things I didn't want her to do. Date men I didn't want her, boys I didn't want her to date. I dated boys my mother didn't want me to date, so I could identify. I guess as a poet, that's my job, is to get into the minds and hearts of people.